today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran. We're going to speak about comparison of this life and hereafter.
I pray to God, my heart, soul and body, every single day of my life with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so, I love you so.
But first we look at the calendar. Today, Wednesday, 13th of the month of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and 30th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to Allah's words. For today, verse 32 of chapter Al-An'am.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa mal hayatud dunya illa la'ibun wa lahw. Wa lad-darul akhiratu khayrun lil-ladhina yattaqun. Afala ta'qilun.
And the worldly life is not but amusement and diversion, but the home of the hereafter is best for those who fear Allah. So will you not reason?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
If the life of this world does not be considered as a field for the coming world, it becomes a toy, and human beings will be busy, as children will, with playthings such as property, position, and so on. Their status can be resembled to the scene of the theater, where a person appears in the guise of a king, another one plays in the function of a servant, and the third one becomes a minister therein. After some while, all the clothing and functions will be set aside, and these persons actually find out that it has been only a play, or a film wherein they had a role of playing.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
In this episode, we're speaking about comparison of this life and the hereafter. It is narrated, the most privileged people in the world from the people of the hereafter will come on the day of resurrection to be dipped into the hellfire. Then it will be said, O son of Adam, did you see any good? Did you get any blessing? He will say, "No, by Allah, my Lord," then the most miserable person, people in the world from the people of paradise will come on the day of resurrection to be dipped in the paradise. Then it will be said, "O son of Adam, did you see any hardship? Did you have any distress?" He will say, "No, by Allah, my Lord, I did not once see hardship or distress." The person who endured the most hardship for the sake of Allah will soon forget all of his pain and suffering after he is dipped into paradise, only for a moment. In contrast, the person who had the most pleasure in the world for the sake of himself will soon forget all of his happiness after he is dipped into hellfire for only a moment.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this session we shall be talking about this world and the hereafter and how we can achieve the excess of both worlds, this world and the hereafter. The next point that we want to refer to about the relationship between this world and the hereafter and how can we achieve the success of both worlds is to focus and pay attention to wealth versus poverty or asceticism. Are we against wealth or are we for asceticism? Let's talk about it a bit. A question comes to mind. Does not Islam, like other religions, prefer poverty to wealth and affluence? The reality is that Islam does not consider poverty or affluence as the goal. The ultimate goal is submission to the will of God, and whatever helps that submission is preferred. Therefore, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "Wealth which prevents you from injustice is better than poverty which pushes you towards sin." So what does Islam say about asceticism or zuhd? Imam Ja'far Sadiq alayhi salam explains the real meaning of asceticism in this way. Asceticism or zuhd in this world is neither neglecting your wealth nor making the permissible halal things into forbidden or haram. Instead, zuhd in this world means that your wealth should not be stronger to you in attachment than what is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
On this part, we'll look at one tip on how to focus on the hereafter. Start living as a stranger. We all know this, but in a real life, many of us are in denial. However, we are moving. We are on a train going to a final destination. And we have three stations, and one has already passed your time in the womb. You came into this world, the second stop is your life in this world, and third station is the everlasting station of the hereafter. The Messenger of Allah said, "Be in the world as if you were a stranger or a traveler along the path. If you survive till late afternoon, do not expect to be alive in the morning. If you survive till morning, do not expect to be alive in the late afternoon. Take from your health before your sickness and your life before your death."
Yeah. والإكرام يا إلهي فاعف عني واهدني ولا تتركني.
What is the price we pay for not giving this life its due share? However, we do have to give this life its due share. We have to live it. We cannot escape from it, nor can we ignore the real challenges it poses. We see from the life of the Prophet that he was an active and successful merchant before being chosen as a prophet. During his life of prophethood, he had family and dealt with worldly affairs like any fully engaged human being. We too are supposed to lead life utilizing all the resources Allah Most Glorious has bestowed on us. Accordingly, we need to educate ourselves in worldly matters and to use that knowledge to lead a good life and also to be help prevent injustices and exploitation of humanity at large. The life of example of the Prophet and the infallible Imams should make it clear as to how we should engage ourselves in the activities of this life. No one should withdraw from life forgetting his responsibilities.
بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. You give a preference to this lower life, whereas that one, the real life, the eternal life, خَيْرٌ, is better for you. وَأَبْقَى, an everlasting. This is not everlasting. This is not everlasting. God says in this verse, always put values first. Don't compromise your covenant with God. Don't compromise your values, your principles. Don't compromise the truth and justice. Don't compromise it, even if you lose. Because nothing in this life is more valuable than your covenant with God. Covenant that you have with God is number one. Everything else is number two and number three. So don't sacrifice this covenant that you made with God, this contract that you signed. So here in 96, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ, in 95, وَلَا تَشْتَرُوا بِعَهْدِ اللَّهِ ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا إِنَّمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Surely that which is with God is better for you, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ. If you know, if you realize, if you reflect, if you think, in kuntum ta'lamun. Then the next one says, ma indakum. This is powerful, my friends. Ma indakum, indeed. Ma indakum yanfadu wa ma indallahi baq. What is with you comes to an end. But what is with God subsists, stays, does not go out.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode of this program tomorrow. Same channel and same time. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Told me that I'm crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world.
'cause I'm a believer.